Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. Asset rich, cash poor. It's a phrase you often hear when talking about retirees who have wealth locked up in property. This, of course, is a reality for many older Australians who have, you know, seen their homes soar in value over the years. Yet when it comes to their day-to-day cash flow, that can actually be quite tight. There are ways to unlock that equity without selling up, though, through options like reverse mortgages and the federal government's Home Equity Access Scheme. But how do these work? Well, that's exactly what we're going to run through today on Friends with Money. And I'm very pleased to say that I won't be doing this alone. On that note, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to today's guest, CEO of National Seniors Australia, Chris Grice. Chris, welcome to Friends with Money. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's great to be with you.
Chris, if you don't mind, I'd love to start with reverse mortgages, and then we can get into the Home Equity Access Scheme a bit later on. So first of all, can you, I guess, explain to us what reverse mortgages are and how they work in practice?
Yeah, and I guess probably also, Tom, just to sort of preposition things as well, is that sort of asset rich, cash poor, and that's against a backdrop in which that we're based on the intergenerational report that was released by the Treasurer last year, we're seeing that the number of folk aged over 85, that's going to triple. And the number of folk that are over 65 is going to double. Mm. And we are, as a society, we are living much longer. And I guess the period of time in which that from when we retire from paid work and our life expectancy, that's much longer.
Excellent
and
point.
So this is why I guess the whole conversation around reverse mortgages, equity release schemes, the Home Equity Access Scheme in terms of the government, why these things are suddenly, why these programs, I guess, are suddenly getting some oxygen out there. And importantly, because we have to look at different ways in order to be able to fund our retirement. So from a reverse mortgage perspective, it's a secured loan which someone can take out against their property. Typically, that they make no regular payments, as it were. From an eligibility perspective, that normally you have to be over 60 years of age. Because these loans are different to a normal mortgage when you're buying a property, you're not making regular repayments against the loan. Mm. And so there are caps that are put in place in terms of how much you can actually borrow against that equity that you've got or the value that you've got in the property.
So if you're not making regular payments, then Chris, do you pay fees, or does the kind of lender just end up with a chunk of lump sum at the end of you know when that agreement finishes, or I'm guessing when someone sells their home or dies?
Yeah. So what happens, Tom, is that because you're not making regular payments, and I suppose you could say the lender is taking on additional risk. What happens is that the interest rate in which that is applicable on this type of loan is higher than a normal home mortgage rate, mm. and normally that's probably about 2.5% to 3.5% above the standard variable rate. So if you look at, just to pull an example out of the market, if you look at Household Capital, I think at the moment they're sort of running with a rate of about 8.45%, and you sort of look and go, oh gosh, that's expensive. But you have to look at that against that they're not receiving any repayments and may not be receiving repayments against that property for a significant period of time. That could be 5, could be 10 years. So that's why it is rated as such in that manner.
And Chris, so I guess the big question then is who might this be a good option for when it comes to older Australians, older Australian homeowners?
Many years ago, Tom, what this particular product, I guess, was pitched at a cohort that, let's say, you wanted to free up some cash in your home to go on a holiday or to buy a car and these sorts of things. So it was very much sort of a pitched as a lifestyle type option.
Mm.
But we're seeing today that's very, very different insofar as that people are needing access to cash. And whilst that, you know, the value of their property may have increased substantially, so too has the cost to actually maintain that home. So paying rates against that property. And remember that, you know, they may have lived in this property for, you know, 40 or 50 years, and it may have been in a sleepy, you know, seaside area. But what's happened is that the suburb around them has been gentrified. The value of the property has gone up, and with that, the costs that the government basically, or councils and what have you, charge to for you to live there. And so you need to be able to have cash flow, importantly, to fund that. And there's a lot of folk that don't necessarily have large superannuation balances that they can draw upon. And even, Tom, going forward, we're sort of seeing a cohort whereby they may not necessarily have significant superannuation balances. They've still got a mortgage as they enter retirement.
Mm.
And so, I mean, obviously people don't want to actually maintain that mortgage. They want to clear that debt, and that is quite understandable. And so what they do is they immediately go, oh, hang on, I need to tap into my superannuation and use that superannuation money to actually pay off that debt. Now, obviously people need to get advice on this, importantly for their own set of personal circumstances. But I guess this is what this equity release sort of concept is about, is that, well, do you use that and use the equity in your home to clear that debt versus, you know, the default being, you know, going into superannuation and drawing down on that?
So a different option then. And listen, as you said, at the end of the day, people need to get their own kind of personal advice, but, you know, a different option to have is not necessarily a bad thing. Chris, before we move on, at one point I guess I want to ask is, and this is based on thinking back to the Banking Royal Commission, where reverse mortgages, you know, had a bit of a mixed reputation, I think it's fair to say. Is there anything that homeowners will need to, I guess, carefully consider before going ahead with one? You know, what are the general things they'll need to think about?
Tom, you make an excellent point insofar as that previously this style of loan had quite a sketchy reputation, because when the product was first brought to market, there were a number of providers that did not have provisions in the contract around negative equity. And so if you had basically situations where, because people were living much, much longer, that debt was compounding over time.
Mm.
And it was actually, it meant that a poor outcome when the property was sold. And so now through Tidy Up, through the Royal Commission, what have you, we're seeing contracts now have provisions to make sure that there is no negative equity. And also what's built into the contracts is that in the loan amounts are capped, so that there is safety nets in place to make sure that folk do not get into those circumstances. And even with that, Tom, we've seen variations of equity release, and we're seeing even debt-free release schemes coming into the market where they're not loans. People can still borrow, or I should say can access cash from that equity that they've got in their home. And what happens is that you don't have debt that's compounding over a period of time. And what happens is that someone can take an actual, you know, in partnership with the release scheme, is that they get a cash amount up front, and then what happens is they agree for a percentage of the sale price decades later, potentially, to be provided to the equity release or the debt-free release provider.
Interesting. So it's a different way of going about it, but might be, you know, appealing to people who don't like the idea of, having to make those repayments a couple of years down the line. They know exactly what they're going to, well, not exactly what they're going to be paying, but, you know, that they're aware of how they're going to be making these repayments via a chunk of their home's equity, as you said.
Well, that one's certainly clearer, Tom, I guess, if you look at it from the point of view, you don't have compounding interest, so the amount isn't varying. It actually is a fixed amount that is agreed up front. So, but again, Tom, really important to get independent advice, and different circumstances suit different people. And that's the key with all of this.
Absolutely. You've hit on one of the running comments we make on Friends with Money, Chris. So always good to seek personal advice. Let's shift gears then. Chris, can you walk us through the Home Equity Access Scheme? I guess, firstly, giving us a bit of an idea of what it's all about.
Certainly, Tom. So basically what the federal government has available for folk who are of pension age. So the pension age in Australia is 67 years. And so this is just not available for folk who are receiving a pension, but it's also, let's say, a self-funded retiree as such. And so long as they own a property, so they've got real estate, which they can use as security, what they're able to do is, if you're a pensioner, you can borrow 50% in value of what you're receiving as your fortnightly pension.
Wow.
So they describe it as 150% of the maximum pension. And then if you're someone who is a self-funded retiree, you're not receiving pension, but you can borrow the equivalent of 150%, that 150% maximum amount of the pension as well. And so the government, you know, they open it up for folk to be able to, let's say that they're not cash rich. They need help to pay bills, and they use the property as equity. It has an interest rate of 3.95%, and it compounds each fortnight, just like the equity release products we talked about earlier. This also has a no negative equity guarantee applicable as well. So there's no obligation to, around selling or downsizing and this sort of stuff. This is sort of something that's very helpful to allow people to, you know, age in place, stay in their own home, and I guess support themselves as they get a little older.
And so, Chris, when do people who are eligible for the scheme, when do they need to pay back that money? Is that on an ongoing basis? Is it, you know, years in advance? How does that kind of side of it work?
So basically what happens is that if the person were to pass away, and when their estate is sorted, that's the period of time in which that the debt has to be recovered from the government. And so, that's the critical point in terms of when these sorts of loans need to be cleared. It's when the property is sold and the estate is finalised. That's the period of time and when it has to be cleared.
So, like reverse mortgages, it's not something that retirees will necessarily need to pay up front. It's something for down the track.
Exactly, and importantly, there are caps in place. And Services Australia, which administers this particular scheme, has an excellent calculator on their website. So the web address for that is servicesaustralia.gov.au. And what you're able to do is using this calculator, you can plug in your circumstances in terms of your age, details about the property, and then what it will outline for you is at how much you're able to borrow against the Home Equity Access Scheme.
Go check that out, anyone who's interested. Chris, you've given us such an excellent run through of the Home Equity Access Scheme and reverse mortgages as well. But before we sign off, would you be able to, I guess, give us a very quick recap of, I guess, the major differences between the two and I guess, maybe the situations in which one might be a better option for someone rather than the other? Obviously with that caveat, as you've mentioned all the way through, that it's going to depend largely on individual circumstances.
Certainly, Tom. So really, there's now, in terms of the market, there's three options. There's equity release through, I guess, what you describe as reverse mortgages, and that's where you've got a debt against or a loan, a secured loan against the home. No regular payments need to be made. That's something that normally you have to be over 60 years to be eligible. And there's an interest amount that accumulates over time, and that can be for things like to pay health costs, could be to support even younger folk with HECS debt, all sorts of things. So there's reverse mortgages. There's the debt-free release scheme, which is not a loan, and that's where you can receive an upfront payment. There's no debt that compounds. And basically what can happen with that is you can access between 20 and 30% of cash upfront. And then there's a share of the sale price decades later, which could be between 40 and 50%, depending on someone's circumstances. And the last one is the government-provided home equity access scheme. And that's typically, as it sits at the moment, it's about 17,000 people that access that. And it's where they supplement their pension. And you can get 150% of the maximum pension amount. And that's paid on a fortnightly basis.
A wonderful recap of the recaps. Chris, I knew very little about any of these topics, actually, about 15 or 20 minutes ago, but that's no longer the case. So thank you so much for bringing me up to speed, but more importantly, our listeners up to speed as well. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today.
No worries at all. I appreciate the opportunity.
That is it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. Or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, Friends with Money will be right back in your podcast feed next week. So until then, my name is Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.